Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
Well, good morning. How are you doing? Are you doing all right? Yeah. You should be. You live in the greatest city on earth, so they say. And it's not raining. It's not freezing. So I'm excited to be in Melbourne. Kids, make some noise. Oh, that. Come on. That was weak. I said, kids, make some noise. Yeah. Listen to me very carefully. Kids, you've got to understand something. And big kids, that is how God feels about you. You really, really, if you don't get that, the gospel does not make sense. When Jesus says, you can't, unless you lay down your life and give it unto me and follow after me. When we hear that, we're like, why would I want to give up my life? Why would I want to let go of my life for your life when I can do my own stuff? But when you realize how good God is. You know, Psalm 31, kids, this is amazing. It says, oh, the goodness that I have laid up, prepared, ready to go just for you. I've written out all your days in my book. Like every single day of your life is in God's book. He's got a book in heaven with your name on it, and it's got every good plan that he thought of before the foundation of the world for your family, sir, for your business, for your marriage, for your children, every good plan. And here's the thing, you won't get any of it until you say, Jesus, my life is yours. Because he wants you to have confidence in his love for you. Everyone say, confidence. God wants you to be confident in his love for you. Confident, like that word says, he's never failed me yet. When I sing that song, I say, he's never gonna fail me. His love, we can have confidence. Kids, question. Who woke up this morning and had confidence there'd be something to have for breakfast? Half of you are lying. No, nobody was in bed last night going, oh my gosh, I don't know if we're going to have any breakfast. You all were confident that mummy or daddy or grandma had thought of breakfast for you this morning. You weren't worried that when you came to church today that there wouldn't be a seat for you. You're convinced they'll find somewhere for you to sit. And God wants us to have this confidence in him. So this whole message this morning, all the singing, the song, the thing stuff we're going to do, it's not introverts. It's not designed to embarrass you, okay? I don't want to embarrass you in front of your friends. That's not my goal. My goal today is to help us understand we can have great confidence in his love for us. So when Jesus says, trust me, give love that person, forgive them, don't get mad back at them. God's got a really good plan. He's got a really good plan that he wants to pour it out on your life. And that's how you get it, walking in confidence and obedience to what he's asking. So we're going to pray and we're going to give away some stuff and it's going to be awesome. So will you join with me in prayer? Father, you're good. And we just believe that today, that we can have this confidence that you always hear us and that the things that we've asked according to your will, we will have. I just thank you today. You love every precious person here. I thank you no matter how bad things are going in their life or how good, you are precious. They are precious to you. And we just declare today that hearts and lives would be open and that transformation would happen in hearts. We praise you. We thank you. And in the name of Jesus, we're expecting for all that's going to be in store. And everyone said, amen. Well, I got some great stuff. I love my wife and I are passionate about making great resources and music resources that'll bless your family. Who's got some of my music in your house? I know there'll be a fair few of it that will. And so I write songs like Stop and Listen to Your Mum, Share Your Toys, you know, stuff that you want your kids to hear. So make sure you go and check out some of the resources afterwards. I'm going to start with a bit of a song. The song's called Free. And kids, who can call out, what are these called? Headphones. These are really fancy ones. These are noise-canceling headphones, which is great on the plane when there's a screaming baby. I just put one in. Put these on. And it's awesome. I don't have to hear anything. In fact, what's playing in my ears is, you know, whatever soundtrack I've got happening. Let it go, Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. I've been known to be on planes singing. And you know, when you got headphones on, you don't realize you're talking louder. And everyone's kind of like, why are you talking so loud? Why are you singing so loud? And I've literally had people looking at me on the plane. And I'm like, I found Jesus. And the people are kind of like, ugh. I'm like, oh, I'm singing loud. Sorry. But when you got headphones on, the world kind of becomes dull to you. When you've got headphones on, you don't really take notice. I could have these on. You could be standing behind me saying, Sean, I've got $100,000 to give you, and I've got no idea because I can't hear you, right? Sean, I've got some really good things for you. Just turn around, Sean. Take your headphones off. I want to tell you the secret that's going to, I'm going to show you where your new job is. I want to give you some wisdom for your family. I want to give you the strategy to get breakthrough in your marriage. The voice of what's going on in these headphones is so loud, it blocks out truth. It blocks out what God's trying to say to me. And you know what? One of the most important things to do in life, there's a scripture in Colossians 3:10. It says we've got to put off the old. We've got to take off the old man and his desires, his way of living, and put on the new man. And you know what? Sometimes in life, we've got to take off the headphones of our past, the headphones of our experience, the headphones of this is what I'm going through, so that we can hear the love of God, so that we can hear what God's saying to us. Because I tell you, if you keep the headphones of your life on, I got a bill I can't pay, I'm sick, my family's gone and my kids are away from Jesus, I hate my job, then that's all you're going to hear. And you're going to not be able to hear the good things that God's got for you. You're not going to be able to hear what God's trying to lead you in truth. And we've got to daily wake up and say, Jesus, my life's not my own. I yield myself to listen to your good plans. I yield myself to trust you. And so we're going to do this song now called Free. And the song Free is all about this, that if you want to live in the freedom of God, if you want to know peace when you've got a bill for $10,000 and you don't know how to pay it, if you want to know peace when you don't know how to manage your parenting, if you want to have peace when you just got fired, and you know, if you want to have peace, you have to take off the headphones of your feelings, the headphones of what life says, the headphones of what everyone says around you, so that you can hear the voice of truth, the voice of Jesus, the voice of his love for you. And when you begin to do that, you begin to operate in a joy and a peace you've never known. And today we're going to talk a little bit about how we can have confidence in that. And this song's called Free. And I want to show you a verse from Romans 8, chapter 2. Kids, have a look at this. This is awesome. This is from Romans 8. Chapter 2, and Paul wrote this. He said, the law of the spirit of life, or what Jesus did on the cross, Christ living in me now, has set me free. Everyone say free. It set me free from the law of sin and death, the law of sickness, poverty, or you could say the law of worry, the law of fear, the law of lack, not having enough, the law of anxiety, the law of depression. When every natural reason you should have it, Jesus living inside of you says you can be free from it. Doesn't mean it doesn't knock on your door. Doesn't mean feelings don't come. It just means you wake up every day and go, I'm going to take off the headphones of depression because I'm free in Jesus' name. I'm going to take off the headphones of I'm never going to get a good job because I'm free from that in Jesus' name. I'm going to take off worry. I've got to take it off. Jesus has set me free. And it doesn't say he will set you free. He said he's already made you free. So you're already free. The problem is we live like this. I'm free, but I don't feel it. I'm free, I'm still worried. I'm free, I'm still broke. I'm free, I've got anxiety still. I'm free, I'm still depressed. We got to take it off. Jesus, your word said you set me free. So when those feelings come and say, God won't do it for you, I've got to go. No, the word says Jesus paid a price to make me free. And I'm going to live in that. Amen? That's on us. That's our responsibility. So as we sing this song this morning, I want you to remember, we're not singing a kid's song. We're singing truth that Jesus paid a price to set us free to walk in his peace, to walk in his forgiveness, to walk in his joy. And it's up to us. Will we choose to believe it? Will we have confidence in what his word says? So here's what we're going to do. This song's got some really awful actions, and I know you're going to love it. It goes like this. Hold on, hold on, what are we running from? Okay, why am I living by my feelings? Why am I living by what's going on? And it goes, slow down, slow down. And that's how your dad got your mum back in the day, a long time ago. I can't confirm that's true, but anyway. Then it goes, take every thought captive now. Take every thought now, because you've been set free. And the chorus goes, jump up. You got to turn around and sing with me. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh. You don't have to wiggle your hips. I'm just hamming it up. And then you got to shout, I'm free. Can you do that? One, two, three. I'm free. And I tell you, if you want to give the devil a really bad day when you're going through absolute hell, just look and say, I'm free in Jesus' name. And you know what? You begin to speak it, faith gets released, and the miraculous begins to happen. It's powerful. So get on your feet with me. Come on, parents, family, grandparents, teenagers, kids. I know you're ready to rock it. Look at the person next to you. Say, let's rock this place. The song's called Free. It goes like this. All right, put your hands together with me. Come on, LMC. Clap along this morning. Jesus loves you. Put a smile on your dial. The Lord is my light. He's my salvation. Why should I tremble with fear? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. Why should I be afraid? All right, here we go. Hold on. So hold on, hold on. What are we running from? Hold on, hold on. Very good this side. Let's try this side. You ready? Slow down, slow. Nice work, teens. Take your thoughts now. You have been set free. Two, three, jump, go. Jump up. We turn around, sing with me. Whoa. Whoa, oh, oh, I'm free. Jump up, we turn around, sing with me. Whoa, whoa, oh, I'm free. Ooh, yeah, all right, clap along with me. Come on. The Lord is my light, He's my salvation. Why should I tremble with fear? I ain't gonna be scared. The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. Why should I be afraid? All right, hold it on. So hold on, hold on. That's right. What are you running from? Hold on, hold on. Don't forget you, who you are. Slow down, slow down. Gonna take my thoughts now, cause you have been set free. Two, three, jump, go, jump up. Now turn around and sing with me. Hands up. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh, I'm free. Jump up. We turn around, sing with me. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh, I'm free. All right, put your hands together. If you love Jesus, make some noise this morning. Come on. Woo! Here we go, everybody, now. I'm gonna live my life. I'm gonna shine His light. I'm gonna be all that Jesus. All right, sing it with me, LMC. Hold on, you ready? Hold on, hold on. Come on, what are you running from? Hold on, hold on. Everybody slow it down, slow down, slow down. You take your thoughts now. You have been set free. Everybody rock, go, jump up. Now turn around, sing with me. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh, I'm free. Jump up, we turn around, sing with me. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh, I'm free. Oh, yeah, come on, give Jesus a great praise this morning. As we are free indeed, you can have a seat. Tell the person next to you, on fire, baby. I ain't never seen you this happy. I am free. Everyone say free. Free. Do me a favor. Don't ever spend one more day of your life in the bondage of thinking God doesn't love you because you haven't seen Him do what you've been asking Him to do yet. You are loved by God. And I tell you, the greatest lie in the world right now is that you live by your feelings. I want to show you what Jesus had to say about this in John 4, 24. This is what we live in, a world that says you live by what you see, you live by what you hear, you live by what you feel. But have a look at this. The Bible says God is a spirit, not a feeling. God is a spirit, and those that worship, those that live for him, will live for him. They must live for him in spirit and in truth, not in feelings and thoughts, not in feelings and circumstances, not in feelings and your opinion. He wants you to live for him in spirit and what is true. And it might be your reality that you feel depressed. But the truth is, Jesus paid a price to set you free, and it's just the guilt and the shame and the condemnation of the enemy trying to stick on you like a tick. And our job is to wake up every day and declare truth and say, I refuse to live like that. I still feel it, but praise God, he set me free. And I don't live by my feelings. I tell you, you will experience, listen to me very carefully, you will experience a greater victory, a greater joy and peace in your life when you discover you were never meant to live by your feelings. You were never meant, because your feelings, kids, what about when someone comes to you at school and says, I don't like you? What's the first thing that happens, right? You go, ow, that hurt my feelings. Or someone pushed you and it made you angry. So the boss fired you unjustly. Your wife spoke to you rudely. Your teenager disobeyed what you said. Whatever happens in your life, it affects your feelings, and we knee-jerk react from our feelings. But that's not what Jesus is telling us to do. That's why he says, pray for those who curse you. Bless those who mistreat you. Forgive those. And we're like, what? What? It's because Jesus is trying to tell us, you weren't made to live by your feelings. You were made to live by truth. And then your feelings go behind truth. Truth is, God loves that person who was just rude to you. So you get to take the truth and go, God loves them, and take the feelings of showing forgiveness, showing kindness, showing compassion. That's what your feelings were given to you for. And we're going to show a little example about this in a minute. But I want to do a little song now. And this song's called Savior of the World. And I want all the kids to try and come to the front here for this song. So just leave mom or dad. Just give them, I know you're going to miss them. Just give them a quick kiss and a cuddle and come down the front for 3 minutes. I'm sure they'll be all right. Come down the front, spread out a little bit, all the way down the front, all the way along here. Just stand on the bottom bit there. And we're going to do a special song with you together. And this song reminds us that Jesus has come to set us free from living from our feelings and from sin so that we can be victorious in him. Awesome. Look at this. I love it. You guys are so much cuter than the adults. It's amazing. So good. But don't worry. You got your cuteness from mum or dad. I'm sure of it. All right. Here's what we're going to do. This song is called Savior of the World. And I want you guys to all hang down on here on the carpet because I'm secretly scared of children. So here's what we're going to do. You got to get two hands. Oh, that's just a joke. I'm not really. You get two hands like this. It goes, whoa, oh, 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 oh. All right. It's quite manly. Sorry about that, girls. But, you know, you'll be all right. So try that with me. You ready? Whoa, oh, 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 oh. That was pretty good. I thought the girls would be like, whoa, oh, 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 oh. But he was pretty manly. That was good. So here it is, Jesus is, can you try that? Jesus is the Savior of, and then you've got to spin around, the world. Jesus is the Savior of the world, and we're speaking truth. Jesus came to set me free from living by my feelings. Jesus came so that I can live in his joy always. I love that Jesus said, my joy I give to you, and no man, everyone say, no man, no one can take your joy from you. Did you know that? Jesus says, my peace I give with you and my peace I leave you. Jesus has not come back to take his peace off you. So what does that mean? It means when we live by our feelings, we give away our peace. We give away the joy he gave. And that's what this song's about, reminding us Jesus paid a price for us to live in freedom and in victory. Let's make sure that we stay in it. Come on, let's stand to our feet, kids, mums and dads, teenagers. You can clap along where you are. I'll give you a break during this song. This song's called Savior of the World. When you hear the beat come in, put your hands together and clap along and help me out. And feel free to make the whoa-oh noise if you really feel like it, all right? Clap along with me this morning. You got it. Here we go.
go. I said 1, 2, you can jump if you want to. Whoa, oh, 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 whoa, oh. All right, you ready, kids? Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, I don't hear you, adults. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh, oh. Here we go. Jesus is the Savior. He has come to spin around the world. Whoa, he's a can you fly like this, like Superman, through the galaxy to rescue us on a- All right, I'm proud of you guys. Jesus, he is, don't be shy now, the Savior. Key, guitar solo, go. Jesus, he's the Savior of the world. Do. You ready now? Jesus, he's the Savior of the world. Do. Here we go. Jesus, he's the only way. Put your trust in him today. Jesus, he's the Savior of the world. All right, get ready to jump. Here we go now. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh. Jesus, he's the way. Give me a W. True T. He is the life. This way. Not sure. There's nothing that he can't do. He's the Savior on high. Here's why. You ready? Jesus is the Savior King. Play the guitar, baby. Because Jesus, he's the Savior of the world. Do. Yo, Jesus, he's the Savior of the world. Do. Jesus, he's the only way. Put your trust in him today. Jesus, he's the Savior of the world. All right, this is why I didn't get the adults involved. Get down, you ready? Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh, come on now. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Jesus, everybody, make some noise. Go. Woo-hoo. I said, Jesus, he's the Lord of all. All right. Put your hands together now. Jesus, he's ridiculous drum solo. Jesus, he's the Savior of the world. Come on, give him a big hand. Great job, everybody. Awesome. Hey, kids, have a seat where you are. Don't go anywhere just yet. In a minute, I know you're missing Mum and Dad already, but in a minute, you'll be able to go back and see him. So, I've mentioned something this morning that for some people's pretty radical. That God didn't create you to live by your feelings. God didn't make you to live by what you see. The Bible says in I think it's 2 Corinthians in chapter 5, verse 17. No, chapter 5. A different verse, not this one. Don't worry about that. It says that we walk by faith and not by sight. Think about that for a second. Listen to this. In real life, if you close your eyes and walk, you're going to walk into stuff, right? So he's not talking about walking. He's talking about the way you believe, the way that you talk, the way that you think about things. We don't think about stuff just because we see it, right? So when someone looks at you and says, I hate your guts, we don't look at them and go, they must really hate my guts. Oh my gosh. That's what he's saying. When you get an exam and you see that you failed it, you don't look at it and go, oh my gosh, I'm a failure. When your wife walks out on your relationship, you don't look there and go, oh my gosh, it's the end of my life, it's never gonna happen. I'm not saying you ignore the reality of it. I'm not saying there's not consequence. I'm not saying the bill that you just got for $1,000 out of the blue, you look at it and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know how we're gonna pay this. What we're learning from the word is we're not supposed to let our feelings determine what we believe. We're supposed to let truth. Wow. Hi. Peppa Pig and Peppa Pig 1 and 2. Do you do high fives? I'm really happy that you're here. Awesome. Let's come and sit over here. Great job. I love being upstaged by 2-year-olds. It's awesome. See? Now I could get upset. I could be like, they just interrupted me. But Jesus made time for kids because he didn't live by how he felt. He just took the moments and went, awesome, let's bless them. Let's pray for them. God wants us to live like that. And when you don't live by your feelings, here's what happens, kids. When you don't live by your feelings, you get to stay calm. You get to stay in peace. Have you ever thrown a tantrum? We do it sometimes. And God doesn't want us to live like that. So here's what I want to do. I want to show you a video clip. And this is from one of my latest DVDs, which is called Free. It's not free, but anyway, I'll talk about that later. And this song is called Forgiveness Groove. And I want to show you this song on the screen. And I'm not going to perform it. I want to show you this because the visual is really powerful. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to sit back, relax. This is a true story, based on a true story. Except for the dance-off. There was no dance-off. But it's based on a true story about my life in primary school and about how God taught me to not live by my feelings but to live by his truth. Check out the screen. It goes a bit like this.
So there's this kid named Johnny. He thinks he's super cool. He walks around acting like he's the boss of the whole school. He says, no, you can't play here. He says, no, you're no good. So I think that it's time we show him the forgiveness groove. We hop to the left, we hop to the right. We wiggle our hips and we hold on tight. We clap our hands, we stomp 2 times. We jump up and down and this is what we cry. We sing, it's okay, it's okay. Stands there, he don't know what to do. He turn around to find his friends to make some kind of move. They try to do it Gangnam, they try the Harlem Shake, but nothing seems to cut it, so we do it all again. We hop to the left, we hop to the right. We wiggle our hips and we hold on tight. We clap our hands, we stomp 2 times. We jump up and down and this is what we cry. We sing, it's okay. It's okay, everybody groove. It's okay, everybody move. I'm a child of the King and I forgive you. I said it's okay, everybody move. It's okay, everybody groove. It's okay, everybody move. I'm a child of the King and I forgive you.
Awesome. So good. Well, here's what I want. Kids, I want you to go back, find mum, find dad, have a seat next to where you were, because in a second, I'm going to be looking for some stuff to give away. So quickly take 20 seconds, run back to where you were. And here's what we're going to do this morning.
But I wanted to be on stage. I was born for the stage. Just someone let me on.
Your time will come, sweetheart. Don't worry. Your time will come. Hey, so I want to do something really crazy, and I love it, because when you follow Jesus, God's going to ask you to do some stuff that's going to make your feelings be uncomfortable. Like he just asked me today, I really felt in my heart to bless you guys and to give away my brand new DVD for free. So I was like, wow, okay, I'll do that,
because I want to be obedient to God because I know he doesn't ask me to do stuff to make my life worse, right? You have to get that. God doesn't ask you, doesn't want to inconvenience you to make your life worse. We've got to have confidence going, God's doing something and he wants to work it for my benefit, for my good. Everyone say, for good. You've got to know this about God. So when God stirs your heart to bless someone with a meal or to pay for someone's coffee or to give someone something or to go up to that friend at school and just say, hey, I think you're awesome. And you don't know why to invite the new kid to come play with you. And you're like, I don't know them. They were mean to me last week. You've got to trust God's leading because he wants to do something. And so I want to bless you guys with my new DVD. And this is a little download card here. You can come and grab the download card afterwards. It tells you what to do. Or you can just go onto my website, seanwsmith.com. And on the homepage, it says watch, download, free DVD. Just click on it. I think you just put your name and your email and then it's done. You can have the whole DVD for free, download it. But it won't magically appear on your computer, okay? You're going to have to go and take it, right? Everyone say, just take it. Same with God's goodness, with his forgiveness, with his love, with his joy. When you wake up in the morning, it's all available to you, but you have to choose to just take it. And today I want to share with you a really simple verse out of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. I want you to have a look at this. God spoke to me this year and gave me a word out of this verse. I want you to look at this. It says, but thanks be to God who always, everyone say always, he always causes you or leads you in triumph in Christ. You need to notice that. It's how do you get there? In Christ. Not on your own. Not Jesus, thanks that you love me. I'm just going to go about my day, do what I want. This is my life. Jesus said, no, no. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Right? It's a bit like this is the best analogy I can think of. Think about this. I need to get from Melbourne to Canberra. I'm not sure why I'd want to go there this time of year. But anyway, I need to get to Canberra. I've got a couple of options. I can run there. It's going to take a while. Or I could get in a car or in a plane or in a bus. Now look what happens. When you submit yourself to say, I'm not going to do this on my own. I'm going to get in something else that can get me there faster. I'm going to get in something else that can help me do what I can't, right? Do you see this? When you hop in a car, look what happens. You get to stay at rest. The car does all the work. You still have to stay awake and drive and steer, and you get to choose how fast or slow you go. But what happens is if it's raining outside, does it bother you in the car? You're not getting wet. If it's boiling hot outside, you just turn on the air conditioner. So life still happens around you, but it doesn't have to affect you as much because you're in a car. God will cause you to walk in triumph, but only when you're in Christ. You've got to wake up and go, I'm choosing not to live for myself today, Lord. I'm not going to parent in my own wisdom. I'm not going to run my business in my own wisdom. Not going to make just choices about my studies, about my life partner, based on how I feel. I'm going to make it based on truth, based on what Christ says about me. I'm going to trust you. And look what happens. And now, God says, when you do that, he wants to use you. Everyone say, use me. This is really important. God, kids, God wants to use you to do what? To diffuse or to spread. You know, like a can of deodorant, you push the button, it sprays out. To diffuse the fragrance, the smell, the aroma, the knowledge of who? You? Does God want your opinions out in the marketplace? Is that what he's saying? No. Does God want all your great ideas out there? No, he wants him. He wants his goodness in your school. And how's he going to do it? He's not sending Jesus back to come and work miracles at your school. Sorry, he's already come. He's sending you. And he says, I want you, kids, teenagers, adults, I want you in your nursing home, you and your business, to diffuse the fragrance of the knowledge of God in every place you go. That means everywhere, at the shops, at school, at sport. It means when it's fair, when it's not fair. God wants to use your life to diffuse Him. I went to the snow the other day, and as I was walking up there, as I was walking up to the ski fields, there was an aroma that came. I didn't see a sign. I didn't hear anyone yelling it out, but the aroma of hot sugar cinnamon donuts filled the air. Now, I know they're not good for me, but the aroma filled the air, and do you know what happened? I walked up the stairs. I smelled it. I went, something inside of me went, I feel like a donut. I wasn't even thinking about donuts 10 seconds earlier. I smelled it and went, oh, donuts. I walked up the stairs to where my wife was sitting, and I said to her, I feel like some hot donuts. And she's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure they're around here somewhere. I smelled them. And sure enough, I walked down the stairs. I couldn't find it. I couldn't see it. So what do you think I did? Where is that smell coming from? And I walked, and the donut man was hidden underneath behind the stairs. But he was hidden. He wasn't in the open for everyone to see. He was in probably the worst selling location ever. But the aroma of the donuts led me to him. I didn't see the sign, and when I got there, I wouldn't have cared less if he charged $20 for a bag. The smell had already got me. I was like, I want some donuts. And do you know what? I had them, and it was so good. I was like, yes, this is what God wants your life to be. The aroma of Him. He is that good. Listen to me, kids. He is that good. And He wants to use your life to diffuse it. So here's how. Here's how you do it. A few months ago, in April, I was in Auckland. I got off a plane, had a long night flight, rocked up to my Airbnb where I'm staying for 5 nights, right? This is called life. 5 nights, I'm at this Airbnb. I rock up to this house, this gentleman, I'm staying there with him. He's like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, yeah. He's maybe like 60, 55, 60. He's like, nice to see you, man. Yeah, great. We're chatting a bit, and he's like, what do you do? I'm like, oh, man, I'm a kids and family songwriter and speaker, and I just travel around the world, and I just love helping people. But mostly, I just love to talk about Jesus. What do you think about Jesus? And he looks at me, and he goes, don't you talk about that stuff in my house. I'm not interested in that religious beep, beep, beep. Don't you dare talk about that in my house. I was like, whoa. And I've got to confess to you, I was a bit like, whoa, didn't expect that. I was like, okay, a little awkward, no problems. And so I went up, all right, good night. And then he was like, okay, all right, I'm going to bed. See you tomorrow. I was like, okay, I get to my room. The first thing that wants to happen is my feelings want to be offended. My feelings go, my logic goes, that was so rude. How dare, I could write a horrible Airbnb comment about him. I'm paying money to stay here. But I realized that I don't live by my feelings because I'm the fragrance of Christ in every place. So I started to think, I wonder why he was so mad when I talked about Jesus. I wonder what happened in his life that made him think that God's no good, that made him think God's horrible. So I prayed for him that night. I said, I refuse. When feelings try to come on, I refuse this. I'm going to trust God. Lord, I thank you. You love him. Use me this week. So I wake up in the morning. Listen carefully, kids. Do you know what I did? I went downstairs and I didn't give him a piece of my mind. I made him breakfast because that's what love does. Love forgives. Love's always kind. I made him an omelet. He wakes up. Listen to what he says. He gets up in the morning. He looks at me and he goes, you made me breakfast after what I said to you last night? I said, yeah, man. Jesus loves you so much. Who am I to not love you as well? And he went, okay. And then later on that day, we kind of chat a little bit. I didn't bring it up. I don't want to respect his word. And we start sharing about things. Anyway, the day goes on. That night, Auckland has the biggest thunderstorm it's ever had in about 30 years. And my room starts leaking water everywhere. Like literally, I might as well have been sleeping outside. It was leaking water everywhere. And I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning going, my goodness, this is crazy. And I want to complain. My feelings come on. You're paying good money for this. You've got a right to complain. You should go wake him up and tell him, hey, but I realize I'm the fragrance of Christ in every place I go. I don't have a right to complain anymore. I gave up my life to trust Jesus. And I want to tell you, this is what happened. I wake up in the morning, he's still in bed. There's water all on the kitchen floor. So I get a tea towel and I just start cleaning because we're called to be servants, to serve one another in love. Do you think I felt like cleaning? No, you must be out of your mind if you think I felt like it. I'm paying money to stay there. But that's not who I am anymore. I'm in Christ. Jesus paid a price for my life because he said, it's not yours anymore, Sean. I'm going to use you mightily for me. I want to use you for me. He gets up. He goes, what are you cleaning the floor for? I said, dude, I told you Jesus loves you. I love you too. And he's like, I can see you mean that. And we went upstairs. He looked at my room. He saw there's water everywhere. And listen to his words. He said, not me. I'm not hitting him on the head with the Bible, telling him, you're going to hell. This is what's wrong with you. Look at you. I'm just loving him. I'm just being that sweet aroma. He looks at me and he goes, how are you? He said a few swear words about all the water coming in the room. And then he said, how are you not complaining? I said, that's not who I am anymore. Jesus loves you so much. He's like, okay. And we get downstairs and we go about our day. He comes to me that night. He goes, I Googled you on YouTube last night. I said, really? He goes, I've got to be honest with you. I thought your songs would be rubbish. Turns out you're pretty good. Yeah, I liked it. It was really good. I said, that's great. And I got to share with him there. See, an open door came because love, the aroma of love, created an open door. And I got to share with him the goodness of God. Now, kids, this is the same guy who swore at me, told me, don't you tell me about Jesus. I'm not interested. But the fragrance of the goodness of God softens the heart. It's the kindness of God that leads people to repentance. I'm telling you, God doesn't want to rescue you from your hard workplace. He wants to give you breakthrough through your life, breakthrough in your family. And this is what happened. Long story short, he radio worker. He got on the radio that night. He's one of the biggest DJs in New Zealand. He starts talking. He goes, I talked about you on the radio this morning. I was like, you talked about me on national radio? What did you say? He goes, well, I told everyone I've got this Jesus guy staying at my house. And I thought he was a real weirdo at first. But this guy's the real deal. Like, stuff's gone down and he just should have every right to complain and he's not complaining. This guy's great. You should check out his stuff if you're into this Jesus thing anyway. Long story short, it was his housemate's birthday. Last day comes. I leave his housemate a card. I had 30 New Zealand dollars. Put it in there. Left it on the bench to just say to his housemate, God bless you, man. Have a great, like, happy birthday. And as I'm about to walk out the door, I'm not making this up. He looks at me, the man who abused me. He looks at me and he says, who are you? Who are you? I've never met anyone like you. I said, Jesus lives in me and he loves you. And listen to his words. He said, you know what? I was brought up in the Catholic Church and I just saw so much of this stuff and I was like, I hate it. I want nothing to do with religion. And I vowed I'd never step foot in a church ever again. I wanted nothing to do with Jesus. But he goes, you have showed me a different side of Jesus that I've never known about. He goes, next time you come to Auckland, you tell me where you're preaching and where you're speaking. I want to come and see you speak. And I want to tell you, praise God, right? It's him. It's him. And he's the one who wants to work through you. It wasn't me. All I did was mop his floor, make him breakfast, and be kind. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, did the rest. Friends, I want to tell you, you can have story after story of God's goodness in your life and your family, but it's going to take surrendering to him. Here's what I want to do.
I want three volunteers to, as I finish, to show you a little illustration. I need a couple of kids to help me. Let me have a look here. In the purple jumper, up you come. Come and give me a hand. Let me have a look. In the red T-shirt there, can you come and give me a hand? I need someone big and tall. Someone big and tall. Look at all the adults with their hands up. It's amazing. All right, look at that. Let's have a look here. I'm going to pick the guy with the green jacket pointing to his kid. Can you come and help me? Now I'm talking to you, sir. Can you come and help me? Awesome. All right. That'll be great. So good. All right. Oh, thank you so much for being gracious. I've dobbed my kids in. I just love doing it. Thank you so much. What's your name?
Dave.
Dave, what's your name? Tori and?
Mia.
Mia. Watch this really carefully. I'm going to show you really quickly how we're supposed to live. How do you live this out? That's great, Sean. I'm glad that worked for you. I'm an introvert. I'm not confident. How does this work? Look at me carefully. This is how you're made up. Can you guys all take one step forward for me? You're made up of three parts. Can you all spin and face me this way? Oh, wrong way, darling. That's it. Perfect. Awesome. So, this is you. You're made up of three parts. A bit like an egg made up of the shell, the yolk, and the white. But you call it an egg. Three parts. You're three parts. You've got a physical body. Okay, you've got a soul and you've got a spirit. Look again, physical body is everything you can see, you can hear, you can touch, okay, you can smell. These are your physical senses. Then your soul is all your thoughts and your emotions, okay? So happy, sad, mad, frustrated, logical reasoning, here. This is your spirit, okay? And this is where the Holy Spirit lives. This is where Jesus comes to live. Notice, Jesus doesn't come to live in your feelings. He comes to live in your spirit, which is why you can pray and not feel God, okay? So don't worry if you pray and you don't feel God, because he's not a feeling, okay? Now, here's what happens. When you don't have Jesus, you've got a spirit man, but he's dead. Can you just, like, die on the floor as briefly as you could? That would be great. So you got a spirit man, but there's nothing in him. He's dead. So here's what happens. Your soul, your mind, your emotions are directly connected to what you live, see, feel, touch, hear. It's just the way we are. And your feelings, although they're given to you by God, the fall of man has caused your feelings to be twisted. And your feelings are all about you. I'm self-conscious. It's all about me, my life, me, how I feel, how you made me feel. So your feelings are not bad, but the fall of man has twisted them. It's not how God intended them to be. And so here's what happens. Something happens in your life. Someone says something mean. The doctor tells you you're going to die. You know, whatever happens, you get a bill you can't pay. I'm walking out of this marriage. You're fired. I hate you. I got 0 out of 10 on my test. You see it, hear it. It comes to your logical reasoning, and the way life has been for you will determine your thought pattern. Maybe you're raised in a great home and you've got a bit of self-confidence. Awesome. Maybe you're raised in a home where you were abused, no one loved you, and you've got no confidence, or the life's happened around you and you're like, well, I saw my friend, they died last week and this happened there, that person got fired and the economy's bad. And it comes to your reasoning and your feelings and all. You go to your spirit man to help you out, but he's dead. So all you can ever do without Jesus is respond from your feelings, which is why so many people have anxiety and are depressed, because you were never meant to respond from your feelings. You're meant to respond from your spirit, from truth. And here's what happens. Without Jesus, this is as good as you can ever get, willpower. That's why some people can lose weight. That's why some people can, you know, come from a bad family and change the odds, but the majority of people can't. Because life determines their feelings. They're ruled by their feelings. Angry. How many people are ruled by their anger? Ruled by their sadness? Ruled by it. I'm talking like your emotions boss you around. When you get sad, you can't stop. When you get mad, you can't stop. You go, well, that's unfair. That's unfair. How dare my boss fire me? I didn't do anything unjust. Ruled by your feelings. But the Bible says when you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart, God rose him from the dead. You shall be saved. What will be saved? Your spirit man. And the Holy Spirit breathes life in that moment, instantly. And your spirit man, who was dead, now comes alive. Have a look at how much bigger your spirit man is than your feelings. He's really big. All the fullness of God lives here. Everything. That's why the Bible says all wisdom, all knowledge, everything. You've got it. It's here.
But look, here's the problem. There's a disconnect between your logic and your spirit. You got fully saved, but that's why you can get saved and still be depressed. Because you've got to get it from here, the joy, the love, the peace, healing, forgiveness, goodness. You've got to get it into here. But that's your choice. And Paul in Romans 12, have a look on the screen. He tells us in Romans 12 that we've got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You cannot give your life to Jesus and expect your life to be transformed until you transform the way that you think, the way that you feel, and go, no, I'm going to do and believe what Jesus says about me. I'm going to believe God supplies all my needs. I'm going to believe by His stripes I was already healed. I haven't seen it in my body yet, but I know He loves me. I know God wants to help me with my parenting. I thank You that, Lord, even though my children are throwing tantrums and I have no idea what to do, thank You that Your word says that my children will be taught by the Lord and great will be their peace. You put the word of God in your mouth, and that's why it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. I think it's 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, I believed, so I speak. We've got to put God's word in our mouth. What did Jesus say? Man shall not live by bread alone, by feelings, by what you can do, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of the Father. And it's our job to renew our mind. And here's what happens. Something goes wrong and our feelings go, no, no, I won't be healed. No, God won't meet my needs. No, they all hate me. You're going back to your old way of thinking, and your spirit, you've got to decide, no, I don't live like that anymore. I live in spirit. I live in truth. I live by what God's word says. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I'm going to speak what God says, and your feelings go, no, God won't break through for me. And it's your job to go, be quiet, brain. I'm trusting God. That's your job. That's why it's called the fight of faith, not to beat the person up who's being mean to you. The fight of faith is here. Spirit man wants to rule. Your feelings and your flesh go, no! Your spirit man, it's your job to renew your mind. Listen to me. This will change your life if you understand Jesus is not coming back to help you do this. You have got to get in the Word of God for your family, for your situation, and go, I have confidence in His love. I have confidence in what He says. I don't care. The doctor told me I'm going to die. My God says that I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And that's what I'm going to put in my mouth. Yes, I'll take the medication. Yes, I'll rock up for the doctor's appointment. But I'm going to trust my God more than I'm going to trust what I see. Do you understand what I'm telling you this morning? Our God loves you, wants to fight for your family. The question is, will you submit your mind to His love, to His goodness, to His faithfulness? God bless you guys. Give Him a great hand. Thank you so much. Hey, girls, before you go, this is for you. I've got something for you. Don't run away. Don't run away. This is for you. It's a CD. You'll love it. Awesome. Friends, here's what we're going to do. Would you just bow your head with me really quickly this morning? You've done a great job. I'm excited. I can almost smell the sausages from here. Look, here's what I want to do this morning. This morning's message, it's all about God loves you. He paid a real price for you. And this morning, I want to give you an opportunity to respond. So I wonder if everyone would just maybe bow your head just for 1 minute. Maybe just close your eyes just for a few moments. And maybe you're visiting today and you've never known much about Jesus. Maybe you've been coming to church for a long time. You've never made a decision to trust Jesus. Maybe you have trusted Jesus, but you know, if you're really honest, you haven't given Him your whole life. Jesus has been kind of just incorporated into your life. And seeing this illustration this morning has helped you understand why you're going through what you're going through. There's no promise of a perfect life. There's a promise of a perfect God who loves you, who'll never leave you. You can always walk in His joy. You can always walk in peace and in perfect confidence without fear. It's possible. God wants you to radiate Him. He's got great plans for your life, but He needs you to trust in His love for you. He needs you to say, God, I need You. I'm a sinner. Without You, I can't make it. I believe Your love. I'm going to take You up on Your love. And so here's how we do that. I'm going to count to three, and while no one's looking, I want to just pray a prayer with you.
And if you'd like to say, Sean, would you pray for me this morning? I need Jesus. I don't want him. I need him in my life. And he's going to want everything. He's going to want every part of your life. Not because he's greedy. It's because his plans for you are so good. He's so, so good. And he wants you to encounter the fullness of his goodness. So I'm going to count to three. If you say, Sean, would you pray for me? I need Jesus. I need him in my life. Would you just raise your hand while no one's looking? I'm going to count to three. If that's you, you just put your hand up. I'd love to pray for you. While no one's looking, you ready? One, two, and three. Is there anyone today to say, Sean, would you pray for me this morning? God bless you, ma'am. I see your hand. God bless you, ma'am, up the back. I see your hand. God bless you, ma'am. I see your hand up the back over there. I see your hand, ma'am. God bless you, son. God bless you. Is there anyone else under here that says, Sean, I need Jesus? God bless you. He loves you so much. Many adults, many children. He loves you so much. Is there anyone else? Just one last time. It's never too late. God bless you, guys. He loves you so much. That's awesome. Here's what we're going to do, church. We're going to pray. Would you all stand to your feet across this place as we finish? Would you just pray this out loud in agreement? If you put your hand up, just mean it with all your heart. And here's what we're going to say. Would you just say this out loud? Just say, Jesus, thank you that you love me. You really, really love me. And today I choose to believe that love. I'm so sorry I've lived apart from you. But I thank you, you've already forgiven me. I receive that forgiveness today. I give you my whole life. My thoughts, my emotions, my hands. And I say, God, use me for your goodness, for your glory. I want to see your goodness in my life. Help me to live by what you say about me. Help me to trust what the Word says about me. And I declare today, I'm walking in peace. I'm walking in love. And I'm walking in your joy. I thank you for it, Jesus. I love you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for having me this morning, LMC. I'm so excited and always a privilege to be with you. Make sure you come and have a look at our resources. We've got a great parenting ministry called Winning with Kids that I'm just going to put up here. It's a free vlog that my wife and I do every Wednesday on Facebook. We are not parenting experts, and it's not our opinion, but it's all from the Word of God. We have seen many, many, I'm talking hundreds of families, lives drastically impacted. It is not my wisdom. You will not get my opinion from it. It is all from the Word of God. My opinion might not work for your family because I don't know your family, but the Word of God sure will work for your family. So I want to encourage you every Wednesday for free on Facebook. You can log on and you'll be able to see our vlogs up there. Thank you so much for having me. God bless you, LMC. I'm going to hand over to Pete.